Sunday, I will resume my discussion of power. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, power. I tell you what, it is something to be reckoned with. It is something to be aware of. It is something to put into our play, into our lives. You got to do it right. Have to have the right attitude about it. It is important to have the right attitude about power. So that'll be tomorrow. At 1 o'clock. I know some of you had the opportunity to hear Pastor Michael Gamble speak with me about the power of purpose. He was with me on Tuesday, the 22nd. By the way, if you missed that discussion, I encourage you. In fact, I urge you, go to speakingwith.com, click on listen online at your convenience, and type in Michael Gamble. Or you can just go to the date, January 22nd, 2019. I really want you to hear the insights that he shared regarding the power of purpose. Well, he's going to be back with me. He'll be joining me again on Monday, February 4, and he'll be talking about predestination. I definitely want you to hear, so I'll be reminding you, but to let you know now, Monday, February 4, for those of you who did have the opportunity to hear Pastor Michael Gamble, and you'd like to hear him again, Monday, February 4 at 1 o'clock in the p.m., you will have your opportunity. So be sure to let others know as well so they can join in. The insights he shares are rich, filled with power. So we're looking forward to our next discussion. All right, so we're taking a look at food reductions or the possibility of them if funding for SNAP is reduced because of the shutdown. And remember, the Republicans, our Republican president, along with the Republicans in Congress, did not have to implement a government shutdown. We had the Republicans shut down the government when Bill Clinton was in office. And now President Trump has shut it down with the support of the Republicans in Congress. It was not mandatory. That shutdown is not necessary. It was an option that President Trump wanted to put into play because he couldn't get his way with regards to an additional almost $6 billion. An additional, he already had over $1 billion that the Democrats and the Republicans had agreed to, and he was fine with, until his base said that's not enough. And so he said, we're going to go ahead and shut down the government. The president of the United States of America, one of the last people in the country who should be not only thinking about, not only seriously considering, but determining that he is going to hurt millions of Americans, including many of his supporters. And remember, he was going to be a president who would be for all the people. Does this sound like for all the people to you? When he is inflicting pain that for some may last for weeks, for some may last for months, for some will last for years, and for some it may pass on into another generation. The pain may pass into another generation. And he knows this. They know the multi-billion dollar damage done to the economy with the last shutdown. The numbers are there. The information is there. And this information, this shutdown has already lasted longer than that previous shutdown. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, I'll call them the Center for short, is sharing some information with us regarding the funding for SNAP for February 2019, but the possibility of millions facing cuts to their food supply if the shutdown continues. On January 8, the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, announced plans to work with state agencies to keep the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, operating through February 2019, despite the partial government shutdown that began in late December. Can you imagine that? We are into late January. This began late December, a very, very painful and unnecessary measure. While the approach carries administrative burdens and operational complexities for USDA, states, and other stakeholders, it should ensure that SNAP is able to stay open through February 2019 and that eligible low-income households won't face cuts to their food assistance, at least in the short term. For now, the program will operate largely as it would normally, with the notable exception that February benefits will be issued early, ensuring that SNAP participants and those newly applying have access to food assistance in January and February. USDA's announcement didn't address what will happen with March SNAP benefits if the partial government shutdown continues. Millions of low-income households, including millions of poor children, parents, elderly people, and people with disabilities, could have their basic food assistance cut back substantially in March and then eliminated altogether starting in April if the shutdown continues. What a way to start the spring, a time that time of the year when we usually want to be more optimistic, with spring blossoming of plant life, warmer weather. The president has stated that the shutdown could go on for months or even years. President Trump, the president for all Americans.